Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Me do, I think it wasn't from there, it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time.
Bad Company someday, yeah. Is your artist
Mama
of the day.
The with a teardrop
in honor of Brian Howe,
Johnny said, don't cry, Mama,
who passed away yesterday, age of 66, heart attack. But don't think I didn't jump on that story to find out if he died of coronavirus. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow is currently at 455 points. Do we got Big Juicy yet or not? Where is she?
I have not heard back from her yet.
Okay, we just need to call her and get her on the air because I need to hear her voice. She makes me laugh. By the way, I've been perusing your brother's Facebook page. That cat's stone cold lost it.
I haven't looked in a while.
Don't.
I feel like he's watching a lot of news and maybe shouldn't be watching as much news as he is.
By news, do you mean InfoWars?
I don't know, but I got a text from a girlfriend in another state today saying, is he okay? And I just wrote back, you know,
he's doing what he can with what he's got.
I think there are a lot of people who need to stop watching the news and stop looking on the internet for whatever it is they're looking for. Just stop. Go to Amazon like the rest of us and buy something you don't need.
What have you bought?
Where did it go? Right here. I bought a book, Tuesdays with Maury, that just arrived.
Oh, you just finally bought that book? That book's been out for like 20 years.
Yeah, I had it, lent it out, didn't get it back. I'm a lender and a not get her backer. And so I've repurchased it because the girls want to read it. And we were going to start it last night, and then something came up and we didn't. But we're going to read it out loud together.
Is this like a school project or is it just for fun?
It was going to be one of the senior reading books this year. And Sophie said, I still want to read that. And I said, well, then by God, we're going to read it. Because it was what a great life lesson that was.
You know, Kelly's son is doing Tom Sawyer right now. And that's a hard book to read. And so she's reading it with him. Not because of all the N-words. There are a lot. But it's just a hard book to read. Yeah. And you know they've taken all the N-words out.
In some of them, yes.
Well, in this one, yes. There are no N-words in this rendition of Tom Sawyer. And I remember reading Tom Sawyer when I was in eighth grade, and he's in eighth grade, and it was the first time I ever saw the N-word in print, and obviously I knew about the word, but it was the first time I ever saw it, and I remember saying to my mom, oh my gosh, there's a bad word in here, but I wonder, as I was talking to her about it, do you take that word out? I mean, that was the way it was. And I was thinking to myself, it's almost like a rewrite of history when you take that word, as disgusting as it is. Don't get me wrong. When you take that word out of that book, you're rewriting history. And by the way, Sam, I'm getting a little mixed minus on me inside baseball here.
So you think they should leave it in?
Yes.
I think if it is read with a parent, depending on the age, and like that to me is one of the books that you got to read in the classroom with the teacher who is constantly describing what is happening and why it's happening and why you're seeing that.
And why that word is there. That's right. Yeah.
Why that word is there. Scott, I don't like banning books. I don't like
Isn't it almost like banning a book? I mean, when you take out, and Tom Sawyer, I think, has The Adventures of Tom Sawyer has the N-word in it, I believe, 132 times, 134 times. Aren't you rewriting history?
I guess, in a way, but Scott, we also had a black man murdered in broad daylight for jogging down the street 2.5 months ago, and no charges were filed.
Until today. Till today.
Yeah, Billy Bob and Ray Joe Bubba are in jail today where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Moonshineville.
Where was that? In Georgia?
It was in Georgia.
Yeah.
I said to Chris today, you do recognize that no one would have ever gone to jail for that had that horrifying video not been leaked to the media. Because the district attorney's office had that video. For 2.5 months, the DA's office had the video. Everyone knew about the video. No charges.
Mm-hmm.
Gunned down in broad daylight for jogging, and they would have gotten away with it had no one leaked that video to the media.
That's right. Two prosecutors recuse themselves on that case.
Yeah, now they're all trying to recuse themselves. What? No, I don't know. What black man gunned down in broad daylight?
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I've wanted to talk about it all week, but I don't know what to say because we are all, should all be anti-gunning down someone in broad daylight for jogging.
I don't know what take I would have. I'm opposed to a black man who's jogging being gunned down by two white guys.
Did you see in one little buried sentence, and I've read a bunch about this over the last several days, but in a very buried story somewhere it says, there is an obscure law in Georgia where if you think, think that you've seen a crime, not you maybe thought someone committed a crime 2 weeks ago, but you are seeing a crime, there's some, I don't want to call it a citizen's arrest law, but something in Georgia that would allow someone like you or me, Scott, to play sheriff.
No, it's in that Georgia. Moment. It's in Georgia, yeah.
What are they thinking down? Well, clearly they aren't. No one is thinking, but why would that be good policy?
Somebody says Dana on the text line from 0573, and I would encourage you to call in. Enlighten us. Somebody says, Dana, you need to read up on this case. Dana, first of all, let me defend you without you defending yourself. You don't need to read up on this case.
I've read 25 stories on that case, and if that person is trying to call in and say this kid was actually burglarizing a house, number one, there's no evidence that that is the case.
And number two, you don't shoot somebody dead.
Even if, and I hate to even say this because he was a jogger, let's just entertain the notion, which I do not believe, that the jogger in the middle of his jogging thought, I'm going to go check out this vacant house. In what world do those two Duck Dynasty rejects have the authority to stop him in the street in their pickup truck and gun him down? That is murder, period, all day long.
Agreed.
And they would have gotten away with it had the Georgia Bureau of Investigation not stepped in.
Telephone number
here. And that should scare the hell out of everybody.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. And I would certainly encourage the texter at 0573 to call in, because apparently we don't know enough about this story. 576-7798.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how.
Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Drink responsibly, please. Don't be like me. We are talking about the murder of a alleged murder, sorry, of a black man down in Georgia. He was jogging. He was shot to death by a father and son, allegedly. And the argument is, well, you know, he may have been robbing some homes in the area, et cetera, et cetera. Sam, I know that somebody wants to read you the Riot Act on the phones, but I want to go to the phones. So as soon as you can get us to them, I would appreciate it.
It's Friday. I got no tolerance for crazy people today, Scott.
Dana, I can only assure you that at 6 o'clock you get 67 hours of free time and you don't have to deal with it ever again until Monday at 2 o'clock. So, Sam, hang up on the crazy and send us to the phones. I don't care who's on the phone with you. I really don't.
I don't even understand what the topic is. There's video of them gunning him down in the street. This is why we haven't talked about this yet. What is there to talk about other than every single person who decided we weren't going to look into this or bring charges should be fired?
There is no defense. And by the way, I would remind everyone, this shooting occurred in February. The charges were brought on May 8th. The shooting occurred in February.
And the district attorney's office had that video in February.
Mm-hmm. Sam, just
you
punch.
Can't defend, you can't defend it.
Sam,
you can't,
just.
You cannot
just,
defend it.
Just punch a caller. Let's go. Come on.
Steve in Kansas City.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, so, I'm kind of with Dana. I don't see how this is even a, I don't even see how this is a topic. I mean, the guy is, even if you want to entertain the possibility that he may have robbed a house, when they confront him, he's jogging. How do you justify shooting anybody when they don't have a gun? They're not doing anything in the act. And as far as citizens' arrests go, I don't think I've heard of those laws before, but I don't think you're allowed to just gun somebody down on a, I think they did this. I don't see how there's any other way anybody could view anything like this other than it's horrible. And the prosecutors ought to roll. And I mean, there's probably a bunch of people whose heads ought to roll over this.
Amen, brother. Hey, good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Take it easy.
All right, you be well. Be safe.
You too.
Sam?
Jenny and Atchison.
Jenny, good afternoon. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
I'm from a town up in northeast Kansas, and they still have Division Street, which is ridiculous. They've always had it. And we live across the river from a town that used to be, that had back like 10, 15 years ago, that someone burnt a cross in somebody's yard, in their front yard, because they thought they were black, but they ended up being Portuguese. I don't understand why people do stuff like this. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
What's a Division Street? You said Division Street.
When they first made the town, it's Atchison, Kansas.
Yep.
And it's separate from black to white. So up north, it's Division Street. So the black stayed north of Division and the white stayed south of Division. And it's still there. And it's still like that.
Is it called Division Street still?
Yeah, it's still Division Street. And they've talked about, through the years, changing it. But, you know, why change it? That's how it's always been.
I'm going to quote here, Scott, from the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. He says, quote, "I cannot answer what another agency did or did not see. But I can tell you, based on our involvement in this case and considering the fact that we hit the ground running Wednesday and within 36 hours we had secured warrants for two individuals for felony murder, I think that speaks volumes for itself." The Georgia Bureau of Investigation got this case Wednesday. These two idiots were charged last night. And so if you live in that county or town where that poor man was gunned down, Scott, I don't understand how you have any trust in the system whatsoever.
Right. Right.
What more do they want? They're caught on tape gunning a man down in broad daylight, and there's no charge. So if you're a crime victim in that town and you're waiting for justice on something where there is not video evidence, good luck.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. When we get back, news that will make Dana Wright say, what? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone.
He may be late.
Wonder if she's gone.
Don't mean he ain't great.
Stay.
Bill Withers, no, here on Denton Parks. Story here from ESPN. Oh, Dana.
I know. Are we really not going to hear the I knows?
No, we're not. He says them 24 times.
26,
sorry.
26, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The NCAA enforcement staff says that KU's basketball program committed egregious and severe rules violations that significantly, quote, undermine and threaten the NCAA collegiate model. And they allege that Coach Bill Self and assistant Curtis Townsend embraced, welcomed, and encouraged Adidas employees and consultants to influence high-profile basketball recruits to sign with KU. That was the NCAA's enforcement staff's position in a 92-page reply to KU that the university released on Thursday. The Jayhawks are charged with 5 level 1 rules violations, which is the most serious, including lack of institutional control. Self is charged with head coach responsibility violations. By the way, KU and Bill Self deny these allegations. Under NCAA rules, the head coach could be hit with a show cause order and be suspended for an entire season for these level 1 violations from the NCAA.
I saw on Twitter last night, somebody said, why don't we just say we'll dock them the 2020 season? Cool.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Okay.
Okay. Or the 2019 season, that 2019-2020 season that never happened.
I know that this is separate, but now that everyone is just calling this what it is and we're going to allow athletes to profit from their name and their likeness, does it take some of this out of it? Maybe not a payment to pay someone's apartment bill that's a family member or something like that, but if you as an athlete are now allowed to make money off your signature and your name and the socks that they're selling with your face on them,
which you should,
does it bar or somehow stop some of this from happening with the huge corporations that are in bed? Let's make no mistake, these huge corporations that are in bed with every big university.
Yeah. I have always said when it comes to big university sports programs, whether it's, you know, Florida football or Duke basketball or KU basketball, Nebraska football, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I've always believed that. And they're all cheating. That's just a fact. Bill Self is cheating.
One
allegedly.
And I disagree with that. One of the allegations is that the coach failed to properly monitor his staff. It doesn't even take a lawyer to shoot down that allegation.
Yeah.
Think about our boss, Scott. You and I say 50 billion words on the air every week. In any given week, some of those words make sense, some of them don't. Can you imagine if someone, some overriding governing body, charged our boss with failing to properly monitor his staff? What Bill Self is going to say, or any coach in his position, is, do you know how much blank I have on my plate? If you think for one moment I'm monitoring what every assistant or trainer is doing back and forth with whoever's out there, you're nuts, because it wouldn't be possible for me to do that.
But would you make the argument, though, Dana, that KU is not cheating in some way?
I don't know. I know that that whole game at that level is likely dirty and always has been.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
I mean, so before somebody gets all up in my grill, I think everybody knows I'm a huge Nebraska Cornhuskers fan. I have no doubt in my mind that Nebraska football cheats to win. Now, sadly, they're not cheating well enough because they're not winning enough, but I have no doubt that Nebraska is cheating to win. I have no doubt that in basketball, allegedly, KU is cheating to win. That's just the way you play the game. And whether it's, you know, we'll bring your mom to town, don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about that. We're going to get your mom to town. Whether it's, you know, we're going to take care of you. I know you have an apartment. We're going to get that paid for. Don't worry about it.
But is it directly in any school the head coach texting back and forth and saying, do this? And I think it is,
well,
in all cases, almost
no,
impossible, because there are so many people around those people, it is almost impossible to prove.
But yes, you're right. But don't think the coach doesn't know what's going on.
Well, prove it, Scott.
Exactly.
I think they had one text that said, get it done. Well, you know what I'm going to say? I meant the win. You go out and you get us that win. Get it done.
Yeah.
You tell me what get it done means. I don't know what get it done means. This would never hold up in court.
And it probably won't, but.
Get it done. I meant your homework. Get it done. You got a test on Friday. You got to get it done.
Yeah,
I can give you 1,000 reasons in any given week why I would say to my kids, get it done. It doesn't mean I'm telling them to murder somebody.
I'm not saying that the coaches aren't very careful. Of course they are. They're not stupid. Bill Self is not dumb. Bill Self is a very smart man. But if you think that there aren't people below the head coach at any university, I don't care if it's Mike Krzyzewski or Bill
making
Self.
Making sure they pass those classes, Scott?
Yep.
Do you think, and let's be honest here, that every athlete in every major school is going to every class and doing that homework and turning that stuff in to make sure they are in compliance?
No.
Maybe you think that and you live in that world. I've never thought that. Even when I went to school, I didn't think that that was probably what was happening.
No. And I've said this before, and I've been criticized for saying this before. I don't care if they get a degree. I want you to win games. And don't think for a second that there is a coach in America, that they may say it on TV, who says, you know, I'm more concerned about his academics than his athletics. Lie. That is a stone cold lie.
I don't know that I've ever heard a head coach say that in a major school,
right,
and major sport.
And nobody who cheers for a major team in any major sport says, well, you know, I love that he scored 22 points last night, but I really hope he gets an academic degree.
Well, now wait a minute. I think they want them to succeed. I mean, I don't think they're out to sabotage their academic success, but I think...
Absolutely not.
I think as a coach, these people are here to win.
Yes.
You are here to mold winners. And yes. I hope they get their degree. I hope they're doing their studies.
So do I.
But I'm not here to be your hall monitor.
No. I want you to win a championship. That's what I want you to do.
And I hope that a degree comes with it.
Yep. That would be great. That would be great if you were able to graduate. But I don't give a red hot damn if you graduate. I want you to win a national championship so I can run up and down the street naked and scream, "Holy crap, oh my God, we just won the national title." That's what I want.
From the text line, KU needs to start cheating in football.
You people, they are rebuilding.
Dana, they've been rebuilding for 10 years.
Well, sometimes it takes a while to rebuild. Ask anyone who lives along Mission Road between 119th and 127th. Ask anyone who lives in Mission by the Gateway to Hell project. Sometimes rebuilding doesn't go on the timeline that we would all want it to, Scott. Sometimes it takes longer to rebuild whatever it is they're building, which they're not building because they're not building.
I just thought it was a funny text. Wow.
Yeah. I think you just
hit the nerve.
Yeah, you did.
How long does it take to finish a 300-yard stretch of road? That's all I'm asking.
How long does it take to build a football team?
Dana, what do we have going on in there?
If anything going on in here, got a bunch of neighbors trapped that can't get out of their driveways for 6 years. But
what's the stretch of road you want rebuilt?
Oh, my God. Ask anyone. They have been, quote, rebuilding this stretch of Mission Road by Nativity Catholic Church for like 9 years. They're paving it apparently with unicorn horn and gold. Every once in a while, they move a little bit of dirt from one side to the other side, or they move a cone. So now you can go this way, but you can't go that way.
Okay. Okay.
They're rebuilding. Like, KU.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Life ain't always beautiful. Sometimes it's just plain hard. Life can knock you down. It can break your heart. Life ain't always beautiful.
From the text line.
You think you're on your way.
Rome was rebuilt quicker than KU football.
It's just a dead end road.
These are facts.
At the end of the day.
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
And I hope our dear friend Will Sterrett is not listening. But I heard that someone came up with a Facebook group to try to pair farmers who have extra livestock with people who are in need of food. And I don't know how this works, but Scott, listen to this. Farmers are now advertising livestock on sites like Craigslist to avoid having to euthanize entire barns full of livestock because that livestock was supposed to go to market, right?
Right.
And end up like in a food processing plant. And the food processing plants, I guess, are shut down because of Corona. And so they have all of these animals and they have to make room for the new animals, but there's nowhere to put them.
Right. There was a report last week or 2 weeks ago that they were literally euthanizing pigs. And you're right. I hope Will Sterrett's not listening. Euthanizing pigs to make room for the new pigs. And I don't understand that. And
I don't either, because listen to this farmer. He says, in my opinion, it is so wasteful. We have people starving in the world, in the U.S., in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
They're even putting them on Craigslist at, you won't even believe the prices, super low prices, in an effort to get as many animals as possible out of the farm before May 23rd, which is the date where he's got new pigs arriving, I guess.
Right, and they were pouring out milk last week at a bunch of these dairy farms, and I'm dumb.
Why can't they donate it? I'm going to say it. Why can't they donate it? And is it because of health regulations where, like, you know, restaurants will tell
I know.
But restaurants will tell you, we would love to give away our surplus at the end of the night, but because of health code, you know, rules, we can't just walk that over to a food pantry. It doesn't work like that.
There are people starving.
They need to relax all of these regulations right now so that if you have a surplus, we can somehow marry that with the need over here.
But protect any farmer from any sort of lawsuit if, God forbid, you know, you drink this milk and you get sick, which would be unfortunate, obviously. But they need to marry the laws in a sense where, okay, we have people who are in dire need of food. People are starving. I get that. And I'm sympathetic to that, but you don't get to sue if you get sick. We're gonna go ahead and we're not gonna euthanize this pig and just, you know, let it rot. We're going to kill the pig. We're gonna turn it into pork and bacon, et cetera, et cetera. But if you get sick from it, you don't get to sue.
But who would do that? I mean, you would have to, like, let's say this farmer's putting these pigs on Craigslist. What are you going to roll around in your sedan, Scott, and pull up and say, throw one of them hogs in the back of my car? And where are you going to go with it? What are you going to do with it? That's the problem. The big processing plants that are closing are the places that do this.
Did you see that there was a processing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, where I think it was over 1,000 people tested positive? They had to shut it down.
Hence, and most of them asymptomatic.
Right. Hence, when you go to Hy-Vee or Price Chopper, they tell you you can only get 4 packages of meat when you leave.
Well, there are smaller processing plants like butchers that will take a half cow or a half pig and process it for you. Like Bickelmeyer Meats in the Northland up there somewhere. They're like way behind on orders simply because of this. People are ordering half a cow or a whole cow and wanting it all in one chunk.
And they can probably take some, but they can't take 800 pigs that need to be.
Yeah, they're months behind in their work because they just don't have enough staff or processing equipment. Mm.
All right, we'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming up. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly on this Friday afternoon. Festivus Friday coming your way in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.